Kuf Tes. So we got to the last few lines of Kuf Ches Amin Beis. The Gemara says Tanur Rabbanim. We're talking about Dal Kosos. Hakol Chayavim Ba'arba Kosos. Everyone has to perform the mitzvah of Dal Kosos. Halalu Echad Anashim Ve'Echad Nashim Ve'Echad Tinokos. Whether it's men, women, or even children. So Gemara says Amar Bihuda V'Chima Toelas Yesh L'Tinokos B'Yain. What Toelas is there for the children drinking wine? So I would have thought Pshat in the Gemara means they don't enjoy wine. It's going to, you know, not going to have simcha in it. And that's how, in fact, some of the Rishonim understand it. But Tosos, rather, Rashbam says differently. Rashbam, the last one on the page, says, V'chima to'elos yesh l'tinokos, halo p'tur min ha-mitzos. They're p'tur min ha-mitzos. They don't have to get involved in dal-kosos. But according to other Rishonim, no. It's in a chinuch. But when the chinuch is such a way where it's uncomfortable for them, where you make them drink wine, we're not going to enjoy it. So what's the point of giving them wine? So the Gemara says, Ella, what you should do for the children to have them involved and have participate in Simchas Yom Tov is mechalkin lehen klayos ve'agozim ber Pesach. You give them some type of candies. And the Gemara says, not only really for Leil Seder, it's not in place of Leil Seder, but you want the kids to just stay up. So this is something you give them actually Erev Pesach, which really refers to Leil Pesach. You give them these candies and nuts and whatnot, kadesh le'yishanu v'yishalu, so they don't fall asleep. They stay up and they can ask them Anashana. That's the whole point. But in terms of Dal Kosos, the children are underage, they don't have to perform it. If they are of age, so then you have to give them dal kosos. You should give them grape juice, not wine. But there's an inyan to keep the children up to ask the questions and be involved in the haggadah as much as possible. So Amar Olav, it said about Al Rabbi Akiva, Shahaya Mechalik Klayos Ve'agozim Latinokos Ber Pesach. Again, Er Pesach means Leil Pesach. He'd give out these nuts to the children Leil Pesach. Kadesh Shalay Shana Vishal, exactly like we just said above. So Tani, the Brisa says further that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Choltfin Matos Bilele Psachim Bishil Tinokos. They do something called chotvin. What does chotvin mean? So there are a few different pshatim in Rishonim. What does chotvin matzos mean? So look at the Rashbam. Rashbam around halfway down the narrow lines. Rashbam writes chotvin matzah magbin es ha-ka'ara bishul tinokos sheishal. You lift up the ka'ara, the plate, so they should ask a question. You know, the way they say it, like in the, I think the Rambam says maybe, it looks like the meal's over. You take the plate away, it looks like the meal's over. Like, what are you doing? We didn't even eat yet. How come you're taking the plate away? So you grab the plate away, so they should ask questions and get them to ask other questions. And Manish Tana, ultimately, that's first pshat in the Rashbam. Then Rashbam gives another pshat, his v'ist imefarshi, there are those who explain, chotvin matzah ochen maher. You eat very, very quickly, that's the other pshat. Eat quickly. You don't want to drag out the meal, otherwise there's no time for the haggadah, there's no time for other things, so you have a very quick meal. And shnei l'shonos halal perish rabbeinu. That's what he heard from his rebbe. But yesh gorsin, there are others who learn, matzah, gorsin matzos, magmina sakar sheish, ba matzah umarur ubeis havshilim. I guess mitzvos, yesh gorsin mitzvos. That the mitzvos, you take the plate, which is referring to the various mitzvahs with the kara, but linear, Rashbam himself, he understands, chotvin misalkin es alechem miyad hatinokos, you grab the bread, or really the matzah, away from the children. Why? Shlo yishan ishenim mitoch maichel harbe. If they eat too much, you're going to get lethargic and fall asleep. Keder hatinok acha chilaso b'shiv lo yishal. He's going to be too tired, so you haven't eaten only a little bit. So these are three pshatim found in the Rashbam. Either it means they take the plate away, or it means you eat quickly to get to the Haggadah, or you grab the food away from the children so they don't fall asleep. The Rambam and the Meiri elaborate a different pshat. Chotvin means you play some type of a steal the bacon. You know, you grab and you have an afikomen, you steal the afikomen to make it exciting for the children so they should be up, they should be awake. That's what it means. There's an Indian of, you know, grabbing back and forth. That's what the Meiri says. Okay, so Gemara now says, Tanya, six lines down in the Gemara here, Tanya Amru was said about the Alav al-Rabbi Akiva. Miyamav from his entire life, Lo Amar Hagiyah Eish La'amud Beis Medrash. We know Rabbi Akiva was an incredible masmid from the Gemara's in the Dharm. He learned 24 years straight. So he never stepped up from the Beis Medrash except for Chutz Me'arve Pesachim Ve'arv Yom HaKippurim. These were the only 2 days a year he would actually leave the Beis Medrash. Why? Be'arv Pesach B'shvil Tinokos Kedei Shlo Yishanu, so they shouldn't fall asleep. And Ve'arv Yom Kippur Kedei She'el Yachilu Es HaBnem, to feed the children. So what's Pshan? They mean that he should go Er Pesach so they didn't fall asleep. So if you look at the Rashbam, around 10 wide lines down the Rashbam, he says, Chutz me'arvi Pesach, and what would he do Er Pesach? Kidei she'yishanu asetinokos b'yom, in order that they actually do sleep. He wanted them to take a nap, so he'd go home from the Beis Medrash to make sure the children nap, so that below b'layla b'sha'as hagadah, that they don't fall asleep during their gadah. That's one pshat. He came home, said they should take a nap. Number two, he says, Inami kishim akmin at halayla lachash hichshich yishem hatinokos. What seems to be pshat in this Rashbam is that he came home to prepare the Seder, everything should be set. Because if they wait until nightfall to set the Seder, it's going to take time, it's going to be 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, and by that time the children will be tired, so he came home to make sure everything was set. So the moment the davening is over, he gets right to the point and starting the Haggadah. Those are two pshatim in the Rashbam. Tosos argues, Tap Tosos writes, Chutz me arvi psachim, Hachi garsin and Rabbeinu Shmuel, that's what the Rashbam's girsa is, Chutz me er Pesach. V'lo nihira, doesn't make sense, says Tosfos. Datu lo yuchlu lishan b'lo avim, you need the father home to take a nap? The mother we hope to give him the nap. Why does the father have to be home to give him the nap? V'tam sheni, sheperi shema yakfu ad sheyichshach harbe imkein lo yuhayu tzuichel amma b'yom kim b'layla. If that's a need, why does he have to go home during the daytime, let him be home at nighttime to make sure everything's there, prepared? Okay, either way, he had a different gear, so the Rashba Tosa says. Lachay nir li, the gars leile psachim, not arve psachim, not the eriv, but the nighttime. So he says something interestingly, the hayo, hayu agilun bebeis medjish lili leil yomtiv. Where would they spend their yomtiv nights? They'd spend it actually in the beis medjish. And he goes on to bring a gemara and beta to prove at nighttime, after the yomtiv sutta, they go to the beis medjish to learn. But leil pesach, they would not learn, they'd stay home to continue the seder and perform the mitzvahs of higanta levindcha. The Gemara now says back inside Tanya Rabbanan around 15 lines down or so, the Brisa says, "Chayv adam l'sameach banav ubnei beso." There's a requirement that a person needs to bring simcha not only to himself but to his children, his wife. Beregel shenamar, it says in the pasuk, "V'samachta b'chagecha," and you really need the rest of the pasuk to fully appreciate what's going on him. The pasuk says, "V'samachta b'chagecha ato vincha vitecha vavdecha v'amaschav elevi v'ager v'yasav," and so on. You have to make sure everybody's happy, the children and the wife and so on. There's a machlokas, two different gemaras that seem to have a machlokas. What is the mitzvah of simcha to a wife? Does that mean women have their own simcha to be happy? Or is it a requirement that the husbands have to be mesameach the wives? So is a chiv on the husband or is a chiv on the wife? So that's a machlokas in the gemaras, and that's also machlokas Rambam in the Ravid had a paskin. The Rambam seems to say the understanding is that women are chayv and simcha. The Ravid says, no, it's the husband's requirement to be mesameach the wife. So that's an interesting machlokas that exists. There's an interesting tshuvas bin Shlomo that says v'halevi. How do you accomplish v'halevi bizman hazeh? He says v'halevi bizman hazeh is referring to a tamid chachamim. The levi back then, the levi had no money, no nachla. They're busy working in the Beis HaMikdash and they're busy learning all day long. So nowadays we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but those who are learning, he says, you accomplish the inyan of being misameach a levi through being misameach through helping out a tamid chacham. That's what he writes. So then the Gemara says further. It says in the pasuk again, Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha, b'ma mesamchin, with what are you mesameach, your children, your family? B'yayin, with wine. Wine is how a person brings simcha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, anashim b'roi lehem, v'nashim b'roi lehem. So no, not wine. A lot of women don't necessarily like wine, whatever they enjoy. So what's typical for a man? Anashim b'roi lehem, b'yayin. What's something that's fitting for a man to be happy? Give him wine. And v'nash, when it comes to women, b'mai, why do you give women to make them happy? Tana Rav Yosef, b'bavil, b'bigdei tzivonim in bavil, they used to wear colored clothing that was considered fancy, that was what was given to make them happy, to buy new clothing for Yom Tov. And Beretz Yisrael, b'bigdei pishan b'guhatzin, some type of special, cloth made of flax of some sort that was pressed nicely, whatever the materials, I don't know exactly, but something that was very fancy for Eretz Yisrael standards and for Babel standards. So wherever you live, those standards, you should buy them clothing for Yom Tov. That's what's misameach them. So Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Ein Simcha Ela Babasar. When there was a Beis HaMikdash and when there will be a Beis HaMikdash, the only way to fulfill true Simcha is with Basar. Shenem Martez v'zavachta shalomim v'chalta sham v'samachta l'fnei Hashem elokecha. That how does one accomplish Simcha Yantav? It's through the shalomim, through the Basar shalomim. As we know, all other karbanos, the Baal doesn't eat from the carbon. The Ola is kula kolio, achatas, only the Baal gets to eat, the Kohen rather gets to eat, but shalomim, every part goes to Mizbech, part goes to the Kohen, part goes to the Baal. So this is the carbon that the Baal is able to participate in the Shlamim. So when you have Shlamim, you eat from the Shlamim, that's the Simcha that person brings. However, the Gemara says, Achshav, she'ein beis ha-mikdash kaim. Now that there is no beis ha-mikdash, ein simcha ela b'yayin. The only way to fulfill true simcha is with wine. She'nemar, it says in the pasuk, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, that person gets simcha through drinking wine. So the Tosa just points out, b'ma misamcho b'yayin, Hayin bizman hazeh, aval bizman hamikdash ain simcha ela bebasim. Yain's only needed nowadays as a replacement for the carbon. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need yain. All you actually do need is basar. So that's what the Gemara says. So there's the Rambam who writes. He writes in Hilchos Yom Tov. He says bizman hazeh, a person eats basar and he drinks wine. So the Magen Mishnah asks, I don't understand. The Gemara says the way you accomplish simcha bizman hazeh is with yain. How come Rambam says yain and basar? So they said, no, when the Gemara says yain, it means now you need yain in addition to basar. In the times of Beis HaMikdash, all you needed was basar. But now you need basar plus ayin. So the Gemara is not excluding basar. It's saying yain is in addition to the basar. And that's what the Rambam, that's the Rambam's understanding. And there's another machlokas, whether or not bizman hazeh. Bizman hamikdash, simcha was definitely a din deraisa. And that was accomplished through the carbon. The question, bizman hazeh, can one fulfill the mitzvah of simcha on a deraisa level or not? So Tosas writes in Moed Katan, bizman hazeh, simcha is only dirabanim, because the only true way to accomplish simcha's yamtif is with a carbon. We have no karbanos, so now we do it with basar, yayin, as a din dirabanim. The Shagas Arya understands from the Rambam that no, that the way one accomplishes simcha, it's not only through a karban. You can accomplish simcha through any way that makes you happy, and that's the fulfillment of a deraisa level. So that's the shita of the Rambam. Okay, so let's go weiter in the Gemara now. The Gemara says, last 10 lines or so of the Amud, it says, Amar Rebbe Yitzchak Kasta Demursia Dhava Bitsipare, the Have He Kimin Lugo Demakachaba Umashar Ba Umasharin Revisha Pesach. Let's explain what's going on. We'll read this inside again. If you look at the Rashbam here, the Rashbam writes, Kista de Muriasa, around halfway down the Y lines. Mida Shemochen Bo Hamorais. Morris, is it, what's Morris? Does it say, anyone have English, what exactly this is?
Fish fats.
Okay, fish fats. Okay, so they use this thing to measure fish fats. Okay. So it says, Kista de Muriasa, they use this to measure fish fats. So back inside the Gemara again, Amar of Yitzchak Kasta de Muriasa, have it tzipori. This measurement that was used in tzipori, have it kimin luga. It was like the size of a luga, the mekadsha that you make kiddush on. Uba with it, misharin revius shepesach. You can measure out the revius of Pesach. So Rashbam explains that how do you measure it out? So Rashbam says, ba misharin revius shepesach shemimalin osa. You'd fill it up, umechalkin osa l'arba kosa, and then you divide it evenly to four cups. The lug arba revios. So lug is actually four revios. So four revios go into a lug. So you fill up the cup, and then you spill it evenly into four small cups. That's how one measures out a revios. Then the Gemara says another way. I'm Reb Yochanan says timnyasa kidmaisa, which is another type of measurement. This timnyasa kidmaisa have a b'tiveria. That's in tiveria have a yisera al da revia. Is a quarter more, revius more than the one we have here. Uba misharin revius shabazach, and that's what you use to measure out a revius. How do you measure this one out? So Rashbam explains that if you look at ba misharin revius shabazach, shayu memalin also, you'd fill up this bigger cup. Umaarin atoch also shal achshav, and this is an old one. The old measurement was a revius larger than the current measurement. So they take this old measurement, measuring cup, they fill it to the top, pour it into the current one, ad shemile, until the new one was filled up, and now the bigger one has leftover, umayim hanasham, the leftover water in there, between yasa, and the old one, here revius, that's revius, that's how you'd measure revius. But these are different techniques, how to measure out revius. People do this, it's important to buy revius, you should make sure you don't have to like chug a whole thing of, a whole thing of wine, make sure you have a small amount. So we bought a bunch of different glasses, like five different size glasses in my house. I use the biggest one. My kids use a different one. And my wife uses a different one. You have like a 5.5, a 4.3, a 6.2, different measurements. Now, what they advertise in the box isn't necessarily the right one. They don't care about the halacha. So we bought and we measured out in a real measuring cup to see how much is a revius. So a person should try to do this to make sure they're having the right amount. But to have so much also, it's crazy to have four cups of wine throughout the, remember when I first got married, my in-laws had these huge bechers. So you have to drink at least Rove Kos, massive. They're bigger than like a typical Kiddush cup. That's a lot to drink. So you have to make sure you have smaller ones without having to get drunk or getting a headache. So that's what they do then, and that's what we should do now. So then the Gemara says that Amar Rav Chisda, revius shel Torah, etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, berum etzba'ayim v'chatzi etzba v'chomash etzba. Okay, this is going to be very technical now, but the measurement of a revius is two finger widths by two finger widths, and as a height of two and a half and another fifth of a finger width. So that would end up being whatever the measurement is, that's the amount of a revius. And the Gemara uses this actually as a model, how to figure out kezias, not for now, but that's the measurement. How do we know this? So I'm not going to go through the math. I don't really understand the math. As I've said in the past, the way the Rishonim did math was very different than we did math. It comes out to the same result, but it's a very different angle. I don't know how to follow through. So we're going to have to just take this at face value. Good luck going through the Rashbam or even the article of Masifta to understand how they did this. I'll just give you, maybe you could touch upon the beginning of Rashbam and see how it's so difficult. But either way, we're going to try to prove this measurement from the measurement of a mikvah. How do we prove this? So the Gemara says, Kidatani, the Raisa says, Rachat b'maimis kol b'saro. A person needs to bathe himself. It's referring to putting himself in the mikvah entirely. His entire basar must be immersed in the water of the mikvah. Shloye davar chotet bein b'saro l'mayim. A person should not have any chatzita. The basar must be directly into the water, no chatzita. B'mayim, what does the word b'mayim mean? B'may mikvah has to be a mikvah. Es kol b'saro, mayim shekol gufa olaben, that the water has to be large enough where his entire body could be immersed. You can't have part in, part out. It has to be all entirely one. You know, people sometimes ask, could you put a keli into mikvah, first do this half, and then the other half? No, by a mikvah, the entire vessel, the entire body must be entirely immersed in the water, as opposed to, I know how Gals Kalim appeared doing, Libun, they're starting a kasher for Pesach. When it comes to koshering things, you actually can do in piecemeal. You could do this part of the vessel, you could do that part of the vessel, you could do piecemeal as long as you've gotten the whole kli. But when it comes to mikvah, the entire keli must be placed inside the mikvah. That's what we learn from, as kol besaro, the entire basar, mayim shekol gufo olabahem. So how much water do you need to put the average size man inside a mikvah? The kamehain, how much is it? So the Gemara says now, when Amr Beis, on the top of Amr Beis, Amma al Amma Birom Shalosh Amos. So it has to be an Amma by Amma wide, and the height of three Amos above. V'shi'aro Chachamim Sheir Mikvah Arbam Sa. They figured out this is a Sheir of a Mikvah, 40 Sa. So now there's a huge, as I said, a huge Rashbam figuring out how do you get from 40 Sa to a Revius of a two-finger width by two-finger width, the height of two and a half and a fifth. That's a whole long discussion. So as the Rashbam goes through it right in the beginning, he talks about there are 18 really, in three Amos, they're really 18 Tvachim. Every Amos is six Tvachim. So three Amos means 18 Tvachim high. And you decide to split that up into 16 parts for some reason. I don't know why. So then you do that, and then I got lost. So I don't know. Somehow this translates to the Sheir Revius. Okay, if you guys figure it out, let me know. But I was lost. So then the Gemara says as follows: Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Li, Rabin Bar Chinina, Shulchan Shel Mikdash Shel Prakim Hava. So he assumed that the Shulchan, the table that was found in the base of Mikdash, that kli, the Shulchan that held the lechem upon him, must have been made of different parts, and they attached it and detached it, because these Hakadaitach Haduke Havim Mahadik, if they're all attached to each other, Amasa Ba Amasa Heicha Mitavla, how could you place this inside? How could you place it inside the mikvah? All the Amos that go inside won't fit inside the mikvah because of the width. If you look at the Rashbam all the way towards the bottom now, maybe eight lines up, Shulchan Shul Mikdash, Shulchan Shul Zov, Shas the Moshe. The Moshe is a Shulchan he made. Ksibbe, Amasain Arko, Vamarachbo, Vamavachetzi Kamaso. So the width of it was two Amos wide. We said a mikvah is Amma by Amma wide, width and length. The height is three Amos. But here, the Shulchan is larger, it's longer, it's two Amos wide. That's not going to fit into a mikvah. It's a strange how, I mean, we know what the answer is going to be. You have a mikvah much bigger than Amma by Amma. But either way, the assumption right now is, how do you stick that in the mikvah? Mikvah must be Amma by Amma only. So, Heichem Etad V'lei by my Kusha, what's the problem? Dilma, perhaps, B'yam She'asa Shloma have a matvilei. Perhaps they put the Shulchan in the Yam Shloma, which was huge. The Tani Yubichia Yam She'asa Shloma Machzik Me'ev HaChamisha Mikvah Tara. It was able to hold 150 mikvahs, which is 150 times 40 Sa. That's a massive mikvah. So that was the Shulchan easily fit inside that. So that's not a Shaila. So now, Gemara says, back to Dal Kosos. Gemara quotes in the Mishnah of Lo Yifchasu Lo Marba. You should not have less than Dal Kosos. Everybody must have Dal Kosos, even the Ani who relies on the Tamchor. So I said one question. Let's go fight. So Gemara then says, "Heichi mitakne rabbanim mide dasi ba lidei sakana." How is it possible that Chachamim made a mitzvah that could lead to a sakana? What's a sakana? What's dangerous? Batanya lo yochal adam trei v'lo yishte trei v'lo yikanech trei v'lo yaseh tzrach of trei. Person should never do things in couples and pairs. He shouldn't eat doubles. He shouldn't drink doubles. He shouldn't have tashmish doubles. He shouldn't go to the bathroom doubles. Nothing. It's called zugos. Nothing zugos. Anything that's an even number, 2, 4, 6, 8, and so on, that's dangerous. So how in the world were they able to be masakin dal kosos, which is 4, which of course is an even number? That's something that's a sakana. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kada Patik says, Leil Shimurim. What do we learn from Leil Shimurim? Leil HaMeshumar Uba Minamazikin. It's a light that's protected from all types of dangers. You're right. In general, a person cannot have Dal Kosas. It would be a problem to have that which comes in couples. But Leil Seder is something unique. It's Leil Meshumar. So there's an interesting discussion actually based on this. There's a machlokus in the Rishonim, in the Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, in the beginning of Maseches Brachos. What exactly is the reason why we are masakin, the Chachamim masakin, the Kriyashma Alamita? My Kriyashma Alamita, what was the reason? So according to some Rishonim, the Rashi seems to say that we should finish our day off with learning. We should finish off with Talmud Torah. The last thing we do before we go to sleep should be Limud HaTorah. And Shema is a way of fulfilling Limud HaTorah. Rabbeinu Yonah, they write, no, not true at all. He says the reason is because we have to be protected from the mazikin at nighttime. We're going to sleep. We need to protect from the mazikin. So the Shema, by learning protects a person from the mazikin. Not because it's a kima lima Torah, it's because of shmira. So Gemara says that Talmud Chacham does not need to say Kriya Shema Alamita. Why not? Rashi says, because since he's always learning, Kriya Shema is for those who don't know how to learn. It's a limud in and of finishing the day off with limud Torah. But since Talmud Chacham is always chazing his Torah, he's falling asleep instead of counting sheep. He's going through Mishnayos. He's going through Gemaras. So he's fulfilling limud Torah in his head. He doesn't need Kriya Shema. Those are those who can't learn. Then the Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. The reason why he doesn't need to is because the Torah Mishmarto, Talmud Chacham's Torah that he learned, protects him. He doesn't need an additional Kriya Shema Segula. He learns. The Gemara Basa says, that Bab Metzi rather, that Talmud Chacham doesn't need to pay taxes because for taxes for security. He's already protected. I don't need a security guard. I got my Torah learning. He doesn't need to do security as well. So he doesn't need to pay taxes for security. He doesn't need to say Kriya Shema. It's all about Shemira. So that's a big Machalkos Rishonim. So according to this, an afkamini would be, would you have to say Kriya Shema Alamita Leil Seder? If the Indian is of Kriya Shema Alamita is to finish off the day with Limud HaTorah, then you should say Kriya Shema Alamita, even Leil Seder. But if the purpose is in order to be protected, well, we're already promised to Leil Meshumar that we're protected already, Leil Shemurim, we don't need an additional Kriya Shema Alamita, the Ramah in fact brings down, you should not say Kriya Shema Alamita, Leil Seder, because of Leil Shemurim. That's the Indian. Okay, this is just one of the nafkamina at this point, whether Kriya Shema Alamita is a din in Torah or a din Shmira, is there a bracha? There's a Gemara, Tosus and Chulin, I think it's Daf Kuf Hey or Kuf Ches, I forget which one exactly. He says, we don't say bracha on that which is a sakana. Why is there no bracha on Mayim Achronim? We say bracha on Mayim Rishonim. Why do we say bracha on Mayim Achronim? Because that's because Melch Sodomus, it's a sakana. We don't say brachas on that which comes as a sakana. So too, he says, we don't say bracha on Kriya Shema Alamita, that's because of sakana. But if you assume that's because Limud HaTorah, some Rishonim said there was actually a bracha you would say on Kriya Shema Alamita. Some say that. We don't pass in that way. We assume it's about sakana, and therefore there's no bracha. But others say that there would be a bracha because it's a din of Limud HaTorah. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. So either way, we have the first answer as to why Dal Kosis is not a sakana, because since it's Leil Shemurim, you could do all the sakanas you want, and we're protected from that. Rav Amar, no. Rav Amar, kosha bracha mitzarif l'tova, veino mitzarif l'ra. When we talk about zugos, this whole concern of the sakana, it's when you're just drinking stam cups. When you're drinking a kosher bracha, you're performing a mitzvah, that mitzvah can never be used against you. That mitzvah can never be used as a mazik against you, and therefore you're going to be you'll be protected and it wouldn't be of concern. And finally, Ravina Amar, Arba Kase, Takini Rabbanan, Derech Cheres, Kol Chad V'Chad Mitzvah Bifne Ba'afei Nafshehu. He says, no, zugos is when you're drinking one after the next. The way they were masakin Arba Kosas was not as a unit of four cups. They were each individual one. Let's say a guy take a drink. I don't know how zugos exactly work, but just in theory, if I drank a cup, left my house, and came back an hour later, drank another cup, you wouldn't even start the two together. There's a separation. So here as well, even though there may not be separation in Zman necessarily, though there might be, but each one was a Misakin as a different entity, a different unit. There was a separation. One was for Kiddush, one was for Agada, one was for Benching, one was for Halal. They're all separate purposes, and therefore it's not a unit of four, but the four different mitzvos. And since each one is a mitzvah bifnei atmo, therefore it's not subject to the dinim of Zukos. Okay, let's quickly recap. We start by saying that there's a mitzvah that every single person has to drink Dal Kosos, even children, men, women, children. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no Indian of children having yain. Rather, they should be given klaios ve'agozim, they should stay up in order to ask questions. And then the Gemara says there's Indian of chotun matzos, to grab the mitzvahs or grab the matzos, different pshat than what that meant. And then the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva would never leave the base medrash other than Erev Yom Kippur to feed his children, and Erev Pesach to either have their children nap or to keep them up. And then the Gemara spoke about the Indian of Simcha being Mesamech, the ban of Bnei Beso and the wife, that some say the only way to perform Simcha is with wine. And Rabbi Huda says, no, each person according to what he's interested in. Men like wine, women like clothing, children toys perhaps. And then we had the discussion of the different shiurim, how they measure out of revius. And we tried to prove this from something that unfortunately I couldn't fully comprehend, based on the shiur of the mikvah. That proves us the shiur of how to measure out of revius. In which the Gemara says, how then do you fit a shulchan, the shulchan on the base of Mikdash, which is a little bit longer than a typical mikvah. How do you fit it in? And it says, what do you mean? The mikvah can be as big as Yamsha Shlomo, and that easily can fit into the that mikvah. And finally, we said, how do you have the question of Dal Kosos if it's a problem of Zugos? So we had three answers. One answer was that Leil Shemurim, they're protected from all type of Mazikin. Number two is that the Kosher Bracha can never work against you. And thirdly, we said, because it's a Derech Eres, each one was a mitzvah, Bifnei Atma, and we cannot combine them together to create the problem of Zugos. Okay. Have a great day, everyone.